Hello everyone. This is coming a little bit out of order, but here we have another audio log from S313's journeys around here in New Zealand. This one is about the day past. You can hear some of the day past above me. We got some of Kristen, some of Katie again, a little bit of explanation about the nautical mile challenge. So I will leave it to them. Next episode, we have a little bit from me talking about Dawn Watch, which is a whole surreal experience. But we'll talk to you then. I'm gonna let them take it away. Where are we right now?
We are leaving the Mahia Peninsula. Okay, we're leaving the Mahia Peninsula. We're trying to go to a waypoint that I think is about 100 nautical miles offshore. I think we're going to do some sampling. I think we're going to pass through the rocket launch precautionary zone, which is kind of epic. Hopefully there will be no rocket launches. That would not be epic. Yeah.
Do we... Did somebody say we actually passed the international date line?
Ooh, yes. When we're out there, we will pass the international date line. But we won't have to... I don't think we're changing anything in the ship log, but we just have to be mindful of it. But we'll technically be in the Western Hemisphere, which is kind of awesome. I've never crossed... Oh, that's not true. I crossed a hemisphere to get here. But I've never crossed a hemisphere 2 times before, so that's a first. On watch, I've done a lot of deck work. So I've done a bunch of boat checks. I've been lookout a lot, which is nice because I can get my singing time in. I think I've worked through like the entire Noacon discography up there, having a lot of fun. I've done a teensy bit of helm and a good amount of line and sail handling, which has been super fun, and I feel my hands changing, like they're getting a little raw, which is fun.
What are you most looking forward to?
Ooh. Okay, I did some line handling, or like I untied some sail on the head rigger today. And the head rig, not the head rigger, the head rig, and it was awesome. And so I'm looking forward to doing more of that because it felt very cool. And it was wicked fun and kind of magical. This is Chelsea. Moody, my last name. Hold on, let me do that again. This is Chelsea. I didn't say my last name again. This is Chelsea Moody. There we go. Nailed it.
Awesome. Thank you, Chelsea. Yeah.
Thanks, Deacon.
What have you been seeing?
Just the albatross and some petrels. Not storm petrels, regular. Oh, they're behind the boat now. And that's a petrel.
There's three albatrosses.
Right there. Oh. Gorgeous. Oh my goodness. That's all I've been seeing.
I lose count, and I think I've seen the same.
Thank you, Kristen.
Yep.
Hey.
You should just like lay over, like lay some like workout like.
God, that was
noises.
What's going on up here?
We're doing our nautical challenge.
Want to explain what that is?
Pulling it out. 105.
Every nautical mile we go, we have to do one push-up, one squat, one crunch, whatever of your choosing. I have 14 push-ups left.
14 left?
Yeah. I have like 100.
I did 30 before I went into bed, so I'm counting those.
Are you, what, in your
they
bed?
They have to be consecutive,
no, not in my
Alex.
Bed. No, they don't.
Did Neil actually do
the
challenge today?
No.
Didn't think so. That's okay.
You want to talk about what you were doing yesterday?
Oh, I was the stew, which I actually kind of hate that term. I was like the assistant steward, the student assistant steward. Doesn't sound good either, whatever. And so I helped make food. I got to choose the meals and the snacks. and then I made food all day, and I wasn't on the regular watch schedule, which was great for me because I missed dawn watch, so I didn't have to get up at 1 in the morning, and then I didn't have to do another watch until 1 the next, right? You guys did the until 1? No. You had dawn watch, and then you had the evening watch again, which goes till 1 in the morning. Yeah, that's insane. So I'm really glad. That, like, totally fucks up your sleep schedule, so I'm really glad that I didn't do that one, that I instead had a normal schedule and made snickerdoodles and rang the triangle for meals, and it was awesome.
Thank you, Katie.
Yeah, dude. Okay, you, okay. What was I at? You are in love. Oh, this is my first opened up my eyes, I saw the sign. My face is right next to the mic, I'm so sorry.
That was a tough push up there.
Bro, it's because the wind gets you down, bro.
Thank you for listening to this episode of S313's Audio Log. Until next time, this is Deacon Paulson, standing down.